Well, the Olympics might be over, but the fever persists and there's another group of athletes warming up, preparing for their next big international meet. Over the next fortnight, Perth will host the World Masters Athletics Championships. That's a competition for athletes over the age of 35. More than 4,000 competitors will take part from over 90 countries, and of course there's going to be a strong Australian contingent. Claire Nichols caught up with some of the older competitors in Perth.
It's just after 5 o'clock in the evening at a track in Canning Vale. Now, Little Athletics is wrapping up. You can probably hear them in the background. And a much older contingent of athletes is making its way onto the oval.
You know, we're a bunch of nuts, as you can see.
Now, while some people set up tables and sign in sheets and others find a place to store their gear, Lynn Schickett is showing me around.
Tom's our starter, so he looks after us in that way, and he's also a race walker, so
we're the real athletes, aren't we?
We're the real athletes.
Lynn is dressed in running tights and a hot pink sweatshirt. She's turning 75 just in time for the championships. And it turns out in Masters Athletics, getting older is a cause for celebration.
See, we compete in 5-year age groups, and that's one of the really, hooray, new age group. You love getting older. I'm a member of the Perth 2016 Local Organising Committee, and one of my other roles is President of the Oceania Masters Athletics, so I kind of represent the region on the World Council.
But you've also got your running shoes on, you're a competitor as well.
Yes, I am, yes. I'll be competing in the World Masters Championships in the 5K, 10K and 20K road walks, so that'll be a challenge for me, but something I really enjoy. Plus the 2K steeple.
What's the age range here?
They'll be probably from the mid-40s up to David, who's our 84-year-old. So Cecil might be here too. He's 85 or so. So, you know, we've got a great range. It's really terrific.
Now, David, that's David Carr, has already been here some time. When I arrived, he was moving furniture, and he's been out on the track well before some of the other younger athletes. David, we're at training. What is in store for you this evening? What will you get up to?
Well, what I'll do is warm up very carefully, do a few laps, perhaps 4 or 5 laps, then do some stretching. Then I'll do a series of runs over 40 metres or 50 metres, and I might do 10 of those, maybe more, and then relax for a little while, stretch again, a couple more sprints, and then I'll be ready for the event that I'm running tonight, which is 400 metres.
You know, for most people, they'd think it's pretty remarkable to be doing this sort of exercise at 84. Is it remarkable to you?
Well, it is, because when we were young, we didn't think this would happen. And then 40 years ago, Masters Athletics started up, and in we came, with people saying, oh, I'll try that again, or I used to run at school, or I run on the beach, I wonder what it'd be like on a track. And so our walkers, throwers, runners, jumpers, they've supported us well, and it's been marvellous.
So David, what was your path? Were you always a runner, or did you come to it at a Masters level?
No, I was a registered runner when I was 16, and then I had a couple of few years out at times, raising a family and working in the country. But I still ran. I still ran on the beach or in the street. But once the Masters movement took off, well, that became almost daily running and competing once a week.
While I've been chatting with David Carr, Lynn Schickett and some of the other walkers have done a couple of laps of the track. Now, Lynn's husband is one of the competitors. David's wife was too, until she retired from triple jump last year. Lynn isn't sure about her chances at the competition.
I'll get there. No, actually, I've been training fairly well, and at my level, for myself, I'll be happy with what I can do. Being on the committee, of course, we've been very busy organising it all. So, of course, the training in some days is secondary to getting the work done.
Now, David Carr, he's all about the race and he's going into this meet ready to add to his medal haul.
Yeah, I'm quite competitive, yes. Yes, I like to know who I'm running against and do a little homework on it and make sure there are no gaps in my training and then I expect the result.
And you've got them at the moment. I think you hold 3 world records. How are you feeling about holding on to them at the competition?
Well, I really want to. That's part of the training, to look who's coming up and can they break records. So I'm optimistic.
I mean, I know it must be exhausting, but how does it make you feel to run?
Well, healthy. Yeah, I don't get sick, and I can see so many of my age mates who don't exercise, but otherwise live a healthy life, who are missing out on a chance to being really healthy, you know, to get up in the morning and want to go. Not everyone is physically able, but if you can, get out there and just run or surf or ride a bike or, you know, just use your body. That's what it's for. Use it.
That's it. If you don't use it, you lose it. That's what my dad used to say to me. Just wake up in the morning and get out there. That's a great thought. World record holder David Carr speaking with Claire Nichols in Perth. And good luck to all the competitors at the Masters World Athletics Championships, which starts today.